From the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, here's your latest agricultural update with Ron Hayes.
Howdy neighbors, Beef Buzz time. As joining us today is Brent Meyer, who's the Vet Technical Services Specialist for Merck Animal Health. We're talking about their intranasal product that's available to battle BRD. Back with Brent in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
'Twas the sale before Christmas, and all through the house, all the creatures were stirring. Yes, even the mouse. The family was dreading all the shopping extremes. Their cellular data had run out, it seems. Could Pioneer solve every holiday need with double the cellular data? Indeed. Trade in your phone for holiday cheer. With Buy Out Your Contract, you can switch to Pioneer. Double your data, buy out your contract, trade in your phone. Now at Pioneer Cellular. Merry Christmas! Some restrictions may apply.
One of the more unique products out there to battle BRD, bovine respiratory disease, comes from Merck Animal Health. Brent Meyer is with their Vet Technical Services for Merck Animal Health, and he tells us about this particular intranasal product.
Yeah, the product's called Once PMHIN, and is the only intranasal vaccine that protects against both bacterial pathogens, Mannheimia and Pasteurella. What's unique about this product is that it's an air virulent live, meaning that it acts like a natural infection, and so its uptake in the nasal mucosa is very quick. It starts to work very rapidly. We're also dealing with is a low-stress vaccine. There's some vaccines out there that are stressful to calves, especially young calves nursing the cow. And so this vaccine's been proven by studies to be less stressful on the cattle and actually shows a performance benefit as well. So it's very flexible. It's 1 week of age, label up to, into the feeder cattle, even to adult cattle, you can use it. So we're pretty excited about it. It's the only one on the market that's intranasal, and it should help producers control their BRD problems in any stage of production.
What, you know, I guess part of the less stress is the intranasal application?
Yeah, intranasal is a less stressful application. There's also certain vaccines have endotoxin load in them, so like killed products that have to have an adjuvant, they tend to have more of an endotoxin stressful effect to it. This product does not. And if you look at calves that are vaccinated, we took weaning weights 80 days later, and the calves that got the intranasal compared to a competitor product were 22 pounds heavier at weaning. So that stress does play through all the way through the production system.
This is, of course, you're battling a disease that is one of the most, I guess, most expensive as far as cost back to our cattle producers, right?
Right. I mean, the BRD costs the industry about $800 to $900 million a year. And so if we can get products to the market that can cut that down and help producers keep more calves alive, treat less cattle, that's going to be beneficial at the long run.
Another product that Merck, is proud to have in their stable is Safeguard. This is a product that's been around for a few years.
Yeah, it's been around for 30 years or more, and the market share, it's still hanging in there doing well. The thing with Safeguard is that it's a feed-through, or you can drench them. There's different ways of feeding the product, so it makes it easy to administer the product. There's a lot of resistance issues with some of the macrocytic lactones, the ivermectin-type products, these internal parasites, and Safeguard has not shown that to be an issue. It'll clean up your cattle. Calves, cows, whatever you want, and not to worry about any resistance worms being left behind.
I guess that's fairly remarkable, a product that's got that many years under its belt not having any resistance issues.
Right, because that's, it's there and it's gone. It goes into the gut, removes the worms, and it's gone. The other products, porons, injectables, they can hang in there and have a kind of a longer duration of levels that the worms can kind of start building up some immunity to. So that's what's unique about it. It's in the gut, and it cleans them out right there, and it's done.
This again is another one of those things that can be a very costly problem for cattle producers if they don't stay on top of their worm problems in the internal part of the cattle.
Absolutely. I mean, we've done studies, on stocker cattle and 40 to 50 pounds extra weight gain by using Safeguard in those cattle to get those worms out. And using it strategically, using it correctly, You know, work with your veterinarian on that. You know, deworm them after the first frost, and also consider a rotation there in the spring where turn them out in the grass and then deworm them 6 weeks, 5 to 6 weeks later, depending on where you're at in the country, to really clean those cattle up.
Brent Meyer with Merck Animal Health. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.